When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process.
Tonight, the question that I ask you is what things in your life are you going to give a funeral to? What things in your life have to die? What things in your life have been keeping you from seeing the greatest version of yourself, have been keeping you from knowing your worth, have been keeping you from seeing how special you are?
Players who implement strategies that get focused and intense, they win decades. They win multiple championships. You gotta win year after year after year.
And once you understand that you can always make a different choice and get a different reaction. And that's the power in your life. That's the power that you have, is no matter what's going on, you can choose to think differently, believe differently, see differently. All of those things are a choice. If you have a why, you can survive almost any how.
Once you begin to discover who you are, then you really realize how you have been given authority and dominion over everything on the face of the earth, including all the dimensions of your life. But you can only do that through the struggle of life.
You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
Here's the problem I find most people have. They judge themselves through the lens of a moment. They fail at something. They miss. They embarrass themselves. They flub something. And they think that defines who they are. But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are. You're defined by who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
And most people avoid the struggle. Most people go through life avoiding pain. And when you go through life like that, something in you dies.
Fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
Don't have time to regret. We move on because we are acceptable for what we are, not what we think we should be. I'm accepted in myself by what I am, but not as I think I should be, because that's a lie.
There is a you inside of you. I promise you this, that you haven't even met yet. There is a you inside of you that is beyond anything that you can understand.
Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary is cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra.
You can use your sense of meaning to calibrate your progress through life. But there's rules. You have to aim at the highest possible good that you can conceive. Start by aiming at the star you can see rather than the dimmer one that you can't yet perceive.
Something in you dies. Something in you that you never activate is lying dormant in there, that you never get a chance to call on because you have not challenged yourself.
We think about all the reasons why we can't be something. We see our impossibilities, and so I want to erase that mindset right now. No more excuses. The only impossibility that exists are the ones that you create.
Question of what do you stand for? And I will say this, you're nothing if you're not the truth. Substance through your service, your offering of your whole self.
Change the chapters in the book of your life if you want to. There's a book being written about you. And if you can decide, you and God, or you and whatever you believe, you're the author. You can turn the page. It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you can decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person.
You put extra on top of ordinary, and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. I'm sorry, but here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you.
Power to me is the ability to close your eyes and imagine a world, the world the way you wish it was, and then open your eyes and make that world come true.
There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here.
Here and now. That's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? Where do you start? You start right here.
You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman, you're the general, you're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody. You can protect yourself from negativity, and that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity.
Pick up your damn suffering and bear it. And try to be a good person so you don't make it worse.
The question I want to ask you right now, as we talk about becoming the greatest you, is what's going to be your reason? What's the reason when hard times hit your life, you keep going? What's the reason when everybody calls you stupid for believing in big dreams, that you're going to ignore those opinions and keep going to achieve more in your life?
See, you were made to do something great with your life, weren't you? And you've always known it. There's always been this little voice in your head. Since you were a little boy or a little girl, you've always known there was something special about you. You weren't born to be average. You weren't born to have a mediocre existence on this earth. You were born to do something great.
See, we don't have the courage, and that's what it takes, courage. It takes guts to do that which you know you need to do. If you don't have the courage to act, life many times will move on you and make you out. You will be so miserable, you will catch so much hell, you say, yes, I will do it.
You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively. You go. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now.
Chasing down the person you were born to be, that you were destined to be. And since that day started, the world, the people around you, are trying to get you to conform to average.
Don't let this season take your life. You can win this fight. If it wasn't for my darkest storms, I would have never found the strength to shine my light. There's a purpose greater than your pain. There's no growth without rain. Sometimes it takes your hardest storms to birth your greatest change. Your life is not finished. You keep living. It doesn't matter what happened in your past. You're just a choice away from a new beginning.
Your better future is a dream for yourself and for your family. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to see? Without dreams and visions, people perish. You've got to have something to go for that inspires the heart and the soul.
They're trying to get you off that track to finally meet your twin someday, the best possible version of you. Every single day has to be a pursuit to get better, to improve, to grow, to stretch.
How do you overcome the suffering of life? Is be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life, everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. You're going to have to carry that with you.
Why do most people fail? Got it locked? The answer is they never start. Now, the reason that most people never start is because they don't think that they're going to get a result. I'm too stupid. I'm not good enough. The hard thing is taking the first step. Everything else is just persistence.
Inspiration is not enough. Your dream, some of y'all want to hear this, it's not enough. Motivation is not enough. Information is not enough. It comes down to application. Application creates transformation. So you can hear it, you can read it, but if you don't apply it, nothing will change in your life.
And that means you gotta stop thinking about it and stop dreaming about it and stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Just start doing it.
Because it's decisions we make to chase that best version of us every second, every day, that every day alters the direction of the course of our life. We've all made decisions that we regret. That decision took me off course. That decision put me further away of being the best life I could have, the best version of me.
Next step, ask yourself, what's blocking you? What's preventing you from acting? Why don't you have the courage to handle that? Why won't you face that? What are you running away from? What kind of avoidance behavior are you engaged in? Next is, what is the worst thing that can happen when you take action?
It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default.
Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. And get after it here and now.
Dreams without goals are just dreams. And they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. Life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. I try to give myself a goal every day. Have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline, consistency.
Who do you know that you can compare yourself to? That's easy. You. Yesterday. So here's a good goal. It's something like, well, aim high. And I really mean that. Aim high, but use as your control yourself. It's like, so your goal is to make today some tiny increment better than yesterday. Incremental improvement is unstoppable.
I continue to fail. I love failure. The indomitable will, if you have a belief, you can do something. The only way you grow that, like in the gym, you grow your muscles by actually exercising them. You know, you grow the love of you and your wife by caring for them and having their back. To grow the individual will to become something, you must get comfortable with fear and failure. They must be your best friends. They're the only one that moves that needle of life. Why is that? Because it's a report card back on your shortcomings.
On why they're not living their dreams.
on why they're not manifesting their greatness. They will always be able to point those things out, but none of those things count. The only thing that counts are results. And results don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. They tell it all. Judge a tree by the fruit that it bears, not the ones that it might talk about, not the ones that it might wish for, or think about, or affirm about, but the fruit that it actually bears.
Work on your focus. Work on your focus. Perspective is everything. Let me tell you something. The problem with most of you is that you see difficult as something negative. For real, for real. I want you to see difficult differently. But listen to me. The more you go through, the more difficult it is, the more challenging it is. Listen to me, the harder it is. Are you hearing me? The more challenging it is, all you're doing, baby, is building muscle.
So let us look. I think that all of us are committed. But I think that some of us are producing results in our lives that level of commitment brings that we particularly don't like or find distasteful. I don't think that as a participant in life, you cannot be committed. You're either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness.
The goal should be, how could I conceive of my life so that if I had that life, it would clearly be worth living, so I wouldn't have to be bitter, resentful, deceitful, arrogant, and vengeful?
Hard work works.
So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stare at them. Listen to me. You don't get bumped by staring at weight. You don't get buffed you don't get healthier by staring at it. You get healthier by running up to it and grabbing it and pushing it. Look, push through that stuff. Push through it. You can get through it. He said he won't put on you more than you can bear. You can get through it.
Safety, comfort zones are dead zones because your true potential will never be matched, guys. Will never be matched. You have to continue to push yourself.
I'm gonna make a difference in the world, and you don't believe it, but say it a million times, you're gonna end up believing it. I'm meant to do something special in my life. There's no way in the world God put me on this planet to just be a regular guy. No way. The blood in here is boiling. I wanna do something big with my life. This guy was put on this planet to make a difference. Say it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Convince everybody in the world. The entire time you're just trying to convince one person, and that is you.
You must break society's status quo. Status quo is normality.
You're either committed to being productive or you're committed to being non-productive. You're committed to being happy or you're committed to being unhappy. See, whatever you're doing, however you spend your time, that tells you who you are. So think about what it is you like to create in your life experience.
Winning is in all of us. We all want to win. But the path people take to get to winning, everybody wants the end result and they want to feel the sugar and the confetti and all that other stuff. But what you have to endure to win, no one wants to talk about. And that's what really winning is about, because you spend more time enduring it and being in and not in a good place. And I wanted to bring it out and say, hey, no matter what you do in life, where you're at, this is what winning takes. And it's in all of us.
And anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up.
You decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. If it was a business or a relationship or a transformation in your body. If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life.
It's alive but not living. It's death on a stick, guys. The belief of the individual can overcome thousands of followers. One person with a belief overrides thousands of people with just intent.
To do all we can right now, where we are. Forget about the mistakes yesterday. Forget about all your failures yesterday. Forget about what you don't have. That's not important. Only thing that we have is right now.
The difference between a champion and someone who's forgotten is that a champion shows up.
Do great things while they are still small. The sage, does not attempt anything very big and thus achieves greatness. Greatness comes from being in the moment, here, present, in the now. The sage confronts difficulties but never experiences them. This is the idea of thinking small. And finally, I'd like to see you change from this thought. Change from seeing yourself as separate to seeing yourself as connected to everyone and everything in the universe.
You cannot change your life unless you go inside first, you figure out who you are, what your own wisdom is telling you to do, and you start to actually believe it and follow it.
You can't always look for other people to help you. Other people got their own problems. They got their own they got to deal with. They're trying to achieve their own goals. But after a while, it's on you. Your failure and your success is on you.
Once you believe that you can get good at something, that you can get great, that you can even become extraordinary through an inhuman amount of effort, then you'll take the steps. Why? Because you know your efforts will be rewarded with results. That is the most important thing for you to believe, that your energies are going to be rewarded, because then you'll move forward.
The choices that you make day to day have this profound and lasting effect on the structure of reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't give your power away. You don't need anybody to approve your dream. It was given to you. If they can't see it, it's because it wasn't given to them. It was given to you. Hold it, nourish it, cultivate it, work on it. It's yours, it's your baby. Work on it until it comes into fruition.
Learn all this stuff. You can digest all the tactics information that I give out, but if you're not willing to do one more, eventually there's a part of you that says, maybe I don't deserve it. I'm just doing what everybody else is doing, and that's not good enough. It's not even good enough to do more than everybody else. It's your maxed out level. It's one more of everything.
So we have to find a way to construct a narrative about ourselves that empowers us, that lifts us up, even though we make mistakes, even though we fall down, even though we're never going to get things right all the time, and even though terrible things happen to us, or maybe we do terrible things, but in that, the erosion of the self, that's the danger.
I'm always going to do extra, and you accept the fact that all things break down over time. All the barriers will go away, all the obstacles will go away, everything in your way will go away if you keep after it over an extended period of time.
As you go toward your goals and your dreams, spring forth with a mighty faith to write the book that ought to be written by you, to help the people that ought to be helped by you, to make the difference in our society that ought to be made by you.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit,
It rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
That no one's coming. It's up to you. You're not a kid anymore. I'm dead serious about this. Like so many of you are waiting to be picked. By who? Are you making the most of your life?
Get good enough to have the life that I want, my ideal life. But I'm going to get good enough. And from that, I plant a very unreasonable belief inside my soul, which is I can have any life I want. And now I just need to write out exactly what that is. I've handcrafted the life that I desire. And I know the realities of who I am and what needs to be true in order for me to move well through the world. Have tomorrow be wildly different than today.
Somebody said, the land of familiarity belongs to the dead. That most people like to feel like they're a king in the area of their comfort zone. They only want to do those things that they know how to do well. Osborne said, unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. So if you want to begin to grow, you've got to put something out here that you can't reach easily, that has got to make you stretch.
Everyone's going to hit adversity. It's how you deal with that adversity. And the key word is you, not letting somebody else deal with that adversity. Are you going to fight through it, or are you going to curl up and just roll over in the corner?
Here's what I'm here to remind you of today. You've got to stick around long enough for the candy to come out. You've got to wait for the candy to come out of that pinata called your life, called your business, called your body, called your relationships. The vast majority of people in life don't stick around for the candy because they think as they're hitting the pinata of their life, they don't think they're making progress. It doesn't feel like progress. But I'm telling you, the number one ability is availability. And if you keep swinging away every day, even though it doesn't feel like it, you are getting closer to the candy.
There's some things about life that defies logic. You've got to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight.
You know, everyone has their disabilities, let's say. And I know that some people are far more terribly affected than other people. But the question is, what do you do about that? And what you do is you set yourself up on your damn crutches and you struggle up the bloody hill. That's what you do. And you struggle up the hill towards the kingdom of God. That's what you do. Because the alternative is to descend into the abyss. That's the alternative. And then so to say, well, do you believe? It's like, I believe that you should struggle uphill towards the city of God on your crutches. That's what you should do. That's the opposite of the descent into the abyss. And so that's at the foundation of our civilization, that idea. Argue with it if you will. See if you can figure out why that's not an acceptable idea. Maybe you should help someone struggle up the hill. Perhaps you should. You know, you can lend a hand to someone, although you don't want to take the burden away from them entirely, because there's something noble about struggling up the damn hill, right? There's something, that's adventure. That's the call to proper being. It's like, well, we don't need to forget this.
No one's coming back to help you. So it starts with that person in that mirror. You have to realize you are on your own now. I don't care what you believe in, but on earth, it's a very lonely journey.
The price for a full life is mistakes. Mistakes are the price for a full life that you have to pay if you learn from them. I believe that hell wants to maim you and mock you with your mistakes. But heaven wants to make you and transform you by your mistakes. Failure should not become a prison house where you're held hostage the rest of your life by your mistakes. That's not God's voice. That's not God's will. That's not God's plan for you. And I'm not naive.
And you don't take pride in what you do. But the thing about loving the process, everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it.
So sometimes to really find the root of who you are, you must go back generationally and find out if you're following the same curses. That's what pain is. Pain is a repetition of the cycle.
Walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. That's a lot of people saying, if I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it. Don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. That is ordinary. But because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable.
But a lot of people, they wish. And they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want. But life is going to hit you with a certain level of opposition. Life is going to hit you with a certain level of adversity. And life is going to say to you, you said you wanted it, now let's see how bad you really want it.
One thing from you, as great as you are, as skilled as you are, as talented as you are, I just want one thing from you. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do.
You have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up. Now, you're gonna think about quitting no matter what you do. And I've thought about it many times.
Until you learn how to figure it out, until you learn how to tap it on the back and say, I know you there, but I'm built to deal with you. I don't want nobody to leave here today and not understand why we must find a way to push through pain to understand that's on the other side of that is glory.
It starts with the accountability mirror, looking at saying, hey, all these things are coming back. I have to face myself. And you have to own all those things that people may have done to you. Now it's yours. You got to own it. It's yours now to fix the problems that people did to you. It makes no sense. It's not fair. I get it. But if you live in that woe is me mentality of guess what? My dad did this to me. My mom did this to me. People who bullied did this to me. You're going to always live right there. You have to figure out ways to move forward because you're not coming back.
People don't burn out. People don't quit. People don't underachieve. People don't settle because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, people underachieve, and people settle because life makes them forget why they do it. If we respect it the way we say we respect it, if we love it the way we say we love it, if we cherish it the way we say we cherish it, every single day should be nothing less than excellent. You might not always be your best, but you can always bring me your best.
Not happiness, forget about that. If it comes, well, great, accept it. Dignity, nobility, character, truth, responsibility, beauty. Those are the things to aim for.
The road to life is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it, because few there be that are willing to do the things today others won't do. In order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.